Coach, yesterday, what would you have...
Are you going to ask three questions? Is that...
Yes.
Does that give you three...
Three paychecks. So,
what would you, Coach, what would have been your priorities yesterday that you worked on in practice following your last outing trying to get ready for this? What did you want to...
I think one of our biggest things was our attention to detail in that defensive zone, and we were really lacking at our compete level back there, so we needed to readjust, and that's what we did yesterday.
Consistency is very elusive in this league. You read the Nashville stuff, they're talking about it as well. Consistency is elusive for your team as well. Can a coach help affect consistency? Can you coach consistency?
Well, I think you can coach anything.
Habits.
You know, it's it comes down to your habits. But in an 82-game year, when you're playing 3 to 4 games a week, unless you're the Columbus Blue Jackets, it's hard to be consistent in this league. And I only say that Columbus is on a long winning streak right now. But I bet you even their coaching staff is sitting there saying, we could be better at this, we could be better at that. There's just so many games, and that's why I think consistency is kind of that buzzword that's thrown around all the time when things aren't going well. But you just got to stay true to your system and stay true to your habits, and in the end, you got to work your tail off. And I look at, were we inconsistent the last game? I suppose so, but it wasn't. It was the fact that we just didn't work hard in the defensive zone, and that was the problem. So it's just your attention to detail in all the games. But I find it tough sometimes because if you're playing 3 and 4 in a back-to-back and another team's coming in fully rested and you don't have your greatest effort, well, that was more of a competitive disadvantage, I believe, than it was being inconsistent. So rounding out your game, your attention to detail, that's the big part for me.
Okay. Ernie are two guys on a long list.
Who's asking this question?
Speckler
is? Okay.
They've come up from Syracuse, John. What is this latest group? How's this possible? Now, impact that they've all made collectively?
They've forced themselves, to stay in the lineup, Pekka and Ernie tonight. They don't give you a reason to pull them out. They're playing hard. They're playing with speed. They're playing with pace. And that's what we need. And Peck has been rewarded with it with a couple points here in the past couple games, and now it's to make sure that they don't take a step back, which can happen with some of these new guys when they come up. And but they've been an asset for us, and we expect them to keep doing the same things moving forward.
But it's 32 guys now. Is that head count right that you've had?
Is that where we're at? Is that 32?
I think you're 32 as you reach 40. How do you describe this season?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if we, 35, 36 at some point. The downside of that is guys are getting hurt. The upside is you get to take a look at what the next wave of players is and give you an idea of who can help you in certain situations. So we just got to make sure we translate these into wins when these guys come out. And for the most part in this homestand we have, and we've got one game left and we have to take care of business tonight.
Who's been on the ice the last couple of days? Is his timeline still intact?
Who's that? What was his timeline?
3 to 4 weeks.
So what would that have been to?
Mid-January, probably.
So nothing's changed. He's right on
schedule. I'd say we're still... We're hoping maybe California. So if he comes back earlier, it's good for us. But I think we always said California, and hopefully he comes back then.
Is Paquette back tonight? I know he's been hoping.
Paquette is back tonight. Everybody? Bring it together for Paquette.
You bring up Adam too as well. Is that sort of a reward more than anything else, or is there a chance he sees some playing time?
Rich Adam, we talked. Wilcox. I'm like, Ernie, he's already in. There's a bunch of reasons for that. Christers hasn't played since he's been up here, so this was an opportunity to get him games. Wilcox has been playing all the time down there, so but it's not saying that he's not going to play. We'll just Vassy's playing tonight, but now we've got a couple back-to-backs coming up, and we're just gonna have to monitor how we're gonna play our goalie situation moving forward here, so we're not ready to commit what's gonna happen.
Obviously, that's a young and very his work ethic is right there. But do you, how much you have to monitor him? How much this is the highest workload he's ever had? And
well, you just
how much you keep a close eye on how
Vasilevsky's to me has played extremely well. Is he let in a goal here or there that he'd love to take back? Sure, but I don't know if there's a goal in the league that Vito doesn't say that. And it was, you know, we had a tough one the other night, but I'm not pinning anything on him. It was our play that led to all the scoring chances against. But he gives us a chance to win every single night. That's all you can ask for in your goaltender, and we're going to ask that again of him tonight.
I'm at workload, keeping him healthy and making sure he's not, you know.
I don't know. I don't think he's working any more than any other starting goalie in this league. You know, they play 6, 7, 8 in a row, and if they've got 3 or 4 days off, like we had the Christmas break off, and you know, you get through this little stretch, you're going to have how many more days off before the Buffalo game? So there's rest in there, and he's just got to take advantage of that.
If you were to assign your team a midterm grade.
Oh, gosh, I'm not answering that question right now.
Thank you, Paul.
We're not at the midterm yet.